Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Thomas Guterri?
Speaking.
Hello, thank you. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
42.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a plasterer, marble mason, PCC restoration, refractory bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, mason helper or finisher, cement mason, bricklayer, stonemason, tile setter?
On my book, it reads BCM,
Okay.
Bricklayer, Cement Mason.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bricklayer and cement mason, right?
Correct.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journeyman, or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, an improver?
Foreman, superintendent.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes, I am. I'm not on a union job.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yeah, I'm retired from the Bricklayers and Allied Craftsmen.
Oh.
Local. I used to live in New Jersey and was a member there for as long as I lived there. But for the past 7 years, I live in North Carolina, and there are no union projects here. Everything here is non-union, not a collective state.
Okay, so for the purpose of the question, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, like I told you, I'm retired.
Okay, that's fine. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in this time last year?
I would say there's more jobs now.
Thank you. And I know that you already mentioned it, but I have to make the question. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I would say no, there are not enough. They're like I said, this state does not have a lot of union work, you know.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Oh, yes, many times.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
There'll be more unemployment than now.
Thank
You
you.
better
Now,
up for the next year, because let me tell you something, it is not going to be good. But this
well,
time,
hopefully, yeah.
but Joe Biden's steering the ship.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Right to say in the next 2 years to 3 years, things will get worse, not better.
Thank you. And now switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? It could be also by observation.
Well, safety is always a concern on every project. For masons, the biggest thing is falls, you know, from scaffolding and stuff like that.
So fall risks or falling objects? Which one should
Correct.
I pick?
Fall risks.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I have not.
Thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Never. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is radio, the internet or social media, cable news, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, or print or online newspapers. And with this, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So what should be the first one?
The first one would be, like cable news, I guess, because we stream though, you know, so oh. I don't know how you would say that.
We do have the option, the internet or social media as well.
Well, I would say you'd have to say the internet because you're streaming. So it would be the internet.
We need to rank them all. Otherwise, the question doesn't let me pass this question. The survey doesn't let me pass this question. So one would be the third most likely source that you would get your information from. Is it
TV.
Radio?
TV.
Local TV
radio.
News programming?
Yeah, radio would be the last one.
Okay. And we still have friends and neighbors and print or online news. So which one is the most likely you get your news from?
Online news.
Online news. And friends and neighbors?
You could put them in after that. And then the last radio.
Okay,
no, friends and neighbors would be the last one, and then radio before that.
Okay. So the rank list that we have is the sources, the news sources that you're most likely to get your news from is first, cable news, second, the internet or social media, third, local TV news programming, fourth, print or online newspapers, fifth, radio, and sixth, friends and neighbors.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or another news channel?
Fox News.
Thank you. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, the environment, education, healthcare, immigration, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions or something else?
I would say the economy first.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, not recently, not here in North Carolina, but in the past, yes, in New Jersey and New York.
So how should I record that? Do you want to record it in the past or right now?
In the past, I would say.
Okay. And would that be, yes, I've heard a little about it. Yes, I've heard some about it. Or yes, I've heard a lot about it.
Yes, I've heard some about it.
Some about it. Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of the prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
It should be very important that they support it.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, I would say that the Democratic Party is more in line with the union, so I would say it would have to be the Democratic Party.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I would say the United Auto Workers have gone without raises for, I would say, the past decade. You know, they've been dialed back while motor companies like Ford and GM have made record profits. So I'm in line with the workers.
Okay. And is that, do you support the United Auto Workers somewhat more or much more?
I would say I would support them much more than the manufacturer.
Thank you. And now please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on support for labor unions?
On the labor unions?
Yes.
He's not in support of the unions. He sees that type of president, but that's a Democratic thing, man. Mm-hmm. If you're asking what kind of job he's doing on immigration, horrible. If you ask him what kind of job he's doing on foreign policy,
We're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. Right now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
I guess I could agree that he's been good for labor unions.
Mm-hmm. So do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I approve. I don't strongly approve. That's his job to go after those unions for the voters.
The other option that we have is somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved.
Okay. Thank you. And what about the job he has done on healthcare?
On healthcare? Mm-hmm. I'm neither hot or cold, but, you know, it hasn't helped me any. That's for sure.
Okay. That's fine. Now, what about the job that he has done on foreign affairs?
Horrible job. The worst answer you could give it to him.
We have disapproved somewhat and strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Now, and do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove with what just happened. Strongly disapprove with it.
Thank you.
Eight people, eight Republicans should not be able to get rid of the Speaker of the House because the majority of the Democrats are going to go along with it. Pretty horrible, the long party lines there, you know?
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote?
Of course, yes. It's our duty.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
I'll have to see who runs, to be honest with you. I can't tell you right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. But do you lean more in a 50-50 chance or undecided?
I would just say I'm undecided at this point.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Always want to hear about those things, yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type your answer.
They should start with going into the high schools and recruiting from the year of freshmen through senior year. They should start to promote within the school systems the trade and introduce the young men and women to the option of becoming a tradesman rather than to just graduate high school with no skill set. Like, it should be more in the old days, like vo-tech schools, vocation is being taught while they're in the high schools. And then when they come out, you know, they'd be ready to enter into whatever trade they want, you know?
Okay. I got lost halfway there. But what I got was, they should start by going into the high schools and recruiting from the year of freshmen and start promoting the trade.
Yeah, it's what it is they should offer. Here in North Carolina, they have the North Carolina Masonry Association. It's almost equivalent to what the union would be in the Northeast. And they go into the schools. And what they do is say, like, for instance, I've been working for a contractor. We, every year, we go into the classrooms and, we offer the kids internships in the summertime so they could get a taste of what it is to work in the masonry industry. That's where you need to get them. You need to get them when they're younger and show them that it's a good profession. As long as, especially if you're union, I'll tell you this, the one thing that the union did for me, it exposed me to working with many different types of installations of CMU, brickwork, plaster, stone, concrete. And you don't get that in a residential environment. You only get that in a commercial or institutional environment. And the union was good for that, you know. But the training, I'll tell you this, as a supervisor now, over the years, the skill of the individual craftsman has suffered with regard to their skill sets. They need better training, you know. And that's where it starts. If they could get the kids when they're younger, that's good.
I'm so sorry about that.
I hear your dog barking.
We're still working home, so I apologize.
Okay.
Now, I got, they should start by going into the high schools and recruiting from the year of freshmen and start promoting the trade so they don't graduate without any skills. They need better trade.
They need, and they should offer summer internships with companies. Offer summer internships to expose the young men and women to the masonry industry, you know?
Thank you very much. And now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on? This is also an open-ended question, so I can type your answers as well.
Well, I would think that they should work on strengthening their relationships within their own rank so that they could turn out a better craftsman, a better product is what they have to offer, because that's the only way people are going to continue to go union is if that they're offering what's better than what's out on the street with regard to skill set. The training is what sets the union craftsman apart from the non-union craftsman.
Okay, so what I got to the question, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing that the union should be working on is I would think that they should work on strengthening their relationships with their own ranks so they can produce a better product and they can offer better than what's on the streets.
Offer better skill sets and quality control than what is offered from the non-union contractor.
Than what it's offered from the union, non-union contractors.
That's correct. What sets the union apart, and me being a member since 1982, okay, is that they used to offer a better product than what was out on the street, like a bricklayer hire them. He knew what he had to do. He was well-trained, well-versed in safety, installation, all nine yards. Now, right now, because of the influx of immigration into the United States and the lack of training, you're not turning out. The union's not turning out as good a product. That's what it is.
Thank you, sir. And now, what is your preferred way of to receive information from your union? Is it from union meetings, job site, text messages, email, or mail?
Email.
Email, thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four or more times a year.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. And these are the last questions already. So generally speaking...
I'm ready to hang up, sweetie. Make it quick.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
Or what?
What else?
I consider myself an independent because whoever's going to do the best job, that's who I'm going to vote for.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
I would say I'm more of a conservative, if that answers your question.
Well, we do have the options Democratic Party or Republican Party.
Republican Party, though.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm white, Caucasian.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Thomas.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So you've been a blesser. Thank you very much for your patience and your kindness. We really appreciate it.
You have a good day, ma'am.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Goodbye.